If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word GRACEDIAMOND. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We're going to have Howie on for the crossover around 2:45. I'll probably make it a larger crossover today because he has a lot to cover with these state troopers. There's some irony in a few of these state troopers being fired for not taking the jab, considering their family's history of being able to stay on as state troopers for things that some might say are worse than not taking a vaccine against your will. But we'll let
dishonorably
Howie
fired as well. Dishonorably discharged.
Yes, yes. We'll let
it's
Howie
worse.
We'll let Howie handle that. And we are going to get into the book tour that everyone's talking about. Valerie Biden Owens is on. She's, you know, she wants to cash in on this grift. Can you blame
That's
her?
That's the truth.
they might have said to her, you know what, Val, we got to push back this whole book thing because we're dealing with a couple of things. If I were her, I would do the same thing. I would say, nope, everyone else got to make their money. I am going on this book tour. But I don't think the questions she got from Gayle King were the ones she expected. Now, before we get to any of that, though, last week we had a lot of fun with the Atlantic panel on disinformation, mostly because it was people like Barack Obama and Brian Stelter and Anne.
It's an infamous fake.
Anne Applebaum talking to us about disinformation, all while still pretty much denying the Hunter Biden story. In fact, Anne Applebaum was asked about why The Atlantic didn't cover it, and she said it wasn't interesting to her. And she also ran stories like this. This is a throwback. You're not supposed to understand the rumors about Biden. To raise doubts about the Democratic nominee, right-wing media smears don't even need to make sense. That was Anne Applebaum. Not only was she not interested in these right-wing smears, but she tried to discredit them by saying they didn't make any sense. Well, one of the college freshmen who owned Brian Stelter, his name was Christian Phillips, and he is from the Chicago Thinker. It's a group of students from the University of Chicago. And one of those students is going to come on the show on Wednesday, Avita Duffy. But Christopher Phillips really made waves when he questioned Brian Stelter. And then he proceeded to make Brian Stelter look bad by going on Tucker Carlson and talking about this even more. Can I have cut 28? This is Christian Phillips.
We three went to this conference and, we see right when we come in a ton of people, a ton of legacy media employees whose entire careers have been spreading disinformation. Those are the people who are telling us about how to avoid disinformation. So, I hear Brian Stelter and he talks for 30 minutes about how Fox News is this huge purveyor of disinformation. They're the enemy of the people. And then I come up and I say, wait a second, run that back, because actually CNN, what I've seen at least, is probably 10 times the purveyor of disinformation that you claim Fox News to be.
Yeah, and here's the really beautiful part of this story that I want to add in is that Stelter had on a guest from Yale, a Yale researcher who was supposed to come on. This was the plan, I'm guessing, you know, when they all huddle around the green room and they break down the show's bullet points. The plan is have on this guest who's going to say that Fox News is an echo chamber, that Fox News is constantly promoting a false narrative that their moron listeners and viewers just eat up by the spoonful. And that their listeners are so thick, so dumb, that they don't understand anything that's going on in the real world. Unfortunately, this Yale researcher went off script. You know, he didn't stick to the talking points. He didn't go over it like they had rehearsed. I was expecting at some point during this.
And I'm going to go there.
He's going a little rogue. I was expecting Brian Stelter to say, hey, we went over this. Cut, start over. So let's take a listen to this Yale researcher turns it around on Stelter. This is cut 20.
So, Josh, you all call this partisan coverage filtering. Basically, you're proving what we've sensed for a while, which is Fox viewers are in the dark about bad news for the GOP.
That's right. Fox and CNN cover different issues, and Fox News predominantly covers issues that make the GOP look good and make Democrats look bad. And on the flip side, CNN engages in this partisan coverage filtering as well that we find. For example, during this time, the Abraham Accords were signed, and these were the agreements where Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain signed a major peace agreement. And we see that Fox News covered this really major accomplishment about 15 times more than CNN did. So we established both networks are really engaging in this partisan coverage filtering. It's not about one side, it's about the media writ large.
I think you're engaging in some both sides-ism there, Josh.
Oh, you can stop it there. Stelter's mad. Stelter's like, I've already been embarrassed by the college freshman from the University of Chicago. You were supposed to make me look good, damn it.
Oh, let me taste your tears. Your tears are so yummy and sweet. Oh, the tears of unfathomable sadness.
Christian Phillips said that Brian Stelter had no remorse for being wrong so many times. Let's take a listen again to this college freshman cut 29 on Tucker.
Gosh, I mean, to tell you the truth, I didn't exactly expect him to hand over the keys and say, you know what, we're corrupt. Go ahead, Chris, and make CNN the truth. I did kind of expect him to say, you know, we retracted those stories and we apologize for saying that. And we always, we try to keep a clean record. But there was no apology. There was no remorse whatsoever. It's just, I don't know what news network you're talking about. That's not mine. When in reality, he said these things on CNN. It's all documented.
Yeah, and also just... I don't want to add in more here because Christian Phillips really did own Stelter plenty of times. But he also then went on to invoke the name of the dead cameraman from Fox News to try to make himself look better. That was another really scummy part of Stelter's answer. I'm not going to play it for everyone because
that's the truth.
I have a Stelter limit every day. I think it's like 45 seconds of him talking, and we've reached it. We have definitely reached it. Now, part of this disinformation...
There's no time for potato heads.
The irony of, like, Obama and Stelter sitting around and Ann Applebaum talking about disinformation is, of course, the fact that they called the Hunter Biden laptop disinformation. And now, despite what 50 senior intelligence officials told us, turns out, even though it had all the earmarks of Russian disinformation... It was true. It was all real.
It's an infamous fake.
And I want to play Bill Barr talking about these 50, is it 50 or 51 intelligence agents, senior intelligence officials?
I believe it's over 50.
Over 50. 51. That's how you know it's legit. Bill Barr described them pretty well on the Brian Kilmeade Show, cut one.
Leon Panetta, some guy that comes off somewhat balanced, former Republican, former CIA director, to Mike Morrell, mm-hmm. all saying this is classic Russian disinformation. You never believe that. And why would 51 people put their, many very respected, put their name on a letter like that?
Because they're political whores. And it was wrong for them even to put out a letter because they didn't know the facts. They had zero information. They did it as a political ploy to help Biden win.
Yeah, they did, because all of the things on the laptop are true. And Miranda Devine has a really good piece out today at the New York Post. The Biden family scheme unravels. I just want to read you a couple quick points here. I know we've gone over a lot of this, but it's worth repeating. There is also the 6-hour interview Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, gave to the FBI last year, along with a trove of documents, emails, and encrypted messages. Bobulinski has publicly named Joe Biden as... the big guy. You remember that cover from a few days ago, Big Guy Hunting? The big guy referenced in emails whose 10% equity in a joint venture with Chinese energy company CEFC was held for him by Hunter. At least one of the witnesses before the grand jury has been asked, who is the big guy? Sources familiar with the investigation say Bobulinski has yet to appear, but if he does testify before the grand jury, But if he does not testify before the grand jury, something is very wrong. Perhaps U.S. Attorney David Weiss is saving the best for last. The pressure on Weiss is immense, as the four-year investigation into the president's son and his business partners, including his uncle James Biden, Joe's younger brother, threatens to become an election issue in November. It should have been an election issue 2 years ago in November. In October, really. The White House position is unsustainable. Their position so far has been, we don't talk about laptop. No, no, no. They just said we don't talk about it. And it's like, oh, okay. That can't go on for much longer. But then again, why can't it? You know, I say that, Jared. I say, oh, and if I had Miranda Devine on today, I didn't ask her to come on because I like to save her for when, you know, there's real breaking news. But if I did have her on today, I would say, why do you say it's unsustainable? Because they've sustained this so far. Why do they have to talk about this? If no one asks the question, do they have to talk about it? First, there are the Treasury Department documents presented by Republican Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, along with bank statements on Hunter's laptop, showing millions of dollars paid by CEFC to Hunter and his business partners. So really what we need to know is we need to know all these millions of dollars, where it went. We have evidence, or we have emails at least, that his finances were very much intermingled with his father's. So all they have to do is prove that some of this money, whether it's from CEFC or Burisma or any of these companies, made its way over to Joe. And then I think we have a case. We have a criminal case. And actually, that was the question that Julie Pace was being asked on Fox News, whether it's there's a fine line between unethical or criminal. Cut five.
Well, the fact that there's an ongoing investigation means that, you know, one, it is an ongoing story, and two, it creates uncertainty. You know, is this going to be a situation where what Hunter Biden did was unethical, or is it going to be a situation where what he did was criminal? And that kind of uncertainty hanging over a White House at any point, certainly in a midterm election year, you know, is never what you want to be watching for. So, you know, the White House will continue to try to keep deflecting, but at some point we will come to a resolution, and having the president's son, you know, be at the center of that investigation again creates a level of complication that I don't think any White House would want to be dealing with at this point.
Now, I have to say, I don't think that we're ever going to see like a Biden in an orange jumpsuit, as much as that would make me happy. It's not going to happen. But from what we know about Joe, from what we've seen of this laptop, does anyone have any doubts that he was getting some of this money? Does anyone have any doubts that he was the big guy, that Pop made Hunter give him half his paycheck? Like, everyone keeps presenting, and I know they have to because they're on Fox, they're on these networks. They have to say, you know, we don't have any evidence yet, but, you know, if we get more evidence that connects the two. But as far as just someone who's watching this unfold, I have no doubt. I would bet a lot of money on the fact that they're going to find a connection here. With all this information, with how sloppy Hunter Biden was, how sloppy Joe Biden has been, with the arrogance that this family has. They have Valerie Biden out there on a book tour. Well, Hunter Biden might be indicted any second. I mean, this is true arrogance. The egos on these people is what could be their downfall, because the egos lead to the sloppiness, and the sloppiness is going to tell us a lot about these business dealings, this intermingling of finances. We're going to cover this a little bit more. I want to take your calls on it as well. 844-500-4242. What do you think? Do you think that there's a criminal connection here, or do you think this is just unethical? When people finally decide...
The fact is that I don't remember.
Yeah, he has plausible deniability for sure. I've never met anyone who has more plausible deniability than that guy. The guy walking into the bushes certainly has plausible deniability. When people finally decide it's time to sell their real estate, what is their first step? Well, most people contact a real estate agent and traditionally list their property for sale. However, what most people don't realize is that in a traditional listing, you really have to sell the property twice. The first sale is to the buyer, and the second sale is to that buyer's bank. If your property does not appraise at the offer price, then the deal could die or the price could lower. In addition, you may have stigmatized your property and lost valuable marketing time. In a JJ Manning auction, there are no bank appraisals concerns. All of their buyers are cash ready, and their 10% deposit is non-refundable. At auction, your real estate is sold once and the terms are unwavering. So why not sell at auction, where the bidding always goes up instead of listing and possibly negotiating down? To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or just go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call Charlie at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Well, obviously, we had influence peddling going on. That's what Hunter Biden's activities make clear. A lot of influence peddling is not criminal, but it's not really proper or ethical either. And the whole notion that that Joe Biden was unaware of what his son was doing when, for example, he traveled aboard Air Force Two into China. What do you think happened? They're on the airplane together, and Biden says to Hunter, "Oh, fancy meeting you here." Obviously, he knew what was going on over there. He had to. I mean, nothing else makes sense.
That was Britt Hume. Well, actually, Britt Hume, a lot makes sense, because Hunter has a really solid interest in Chinese art and architecture. He's a businessman, locomotive expert, author, artist. Maybe he was...
Cheese connoisseur?
Yeah, he's a traveling man. He loves to travel. Maybe he has wanderlust. Maybe he wanted it for his blog post. Maybe he's trying to become like an influencer. How do you know? You just assume bad things are going on because Hunter Biden is going to China on Air Force Two?
Maybe he left a laptop in a hotel room and had to get it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Could be any number of things.
Maybe he just really wanted that diamond from the businessman, the Chinese businessman, and that was the only way to get it, was to go there. Who's to say, really? Who's to say? And so that was Brett Hume. He had a lot of good points. Actually, let's play the next one, too, because I think that... this is absolutely true, and it's not overstated. Cut 7, Britt Hume.
And this is a story that, you know, it's potentially a big political scandal, but it is obviously, no matter what, a media scandal. I mean, the refusal of the media to follow up on this story when it would have made a real difference back in 2020 when it first broke is something that will mark the reputations of the media organizations who participated in suppressing that story forever, I think.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's going to forgive the mainstream media for covering this up as enthusiastically as they did in October of 2020 and for really trying to paint anyone who believed this or who reported on it as a Russian agent. But they are attempting to have an about face here. I do not think it will be successful, but they're attempting it. And the speed at which they're attempting this turnaround is... very obvious. You know, there's nothing subtle about it. And so Jim Jordan was on with Maria Bartiromo, and he said the same thing. Like, you can tell by the sudden interest in this that there's something coming that's a lot bigger. Let's play Jim Jordan, cut 31.
Is Hunter on the verge of being indicted? What would that mean for his father, President Joe Biden?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's the short answer, but it sure seems that way. I mean, you mentioned those two stories from the Washington Post 10 days ago. Understand they were 4 minutes apart. One was at 11, one was at 11:04. So two 8-page long stories, 4 minutes apart from the news organization that said 18 months ago there was no story here. This was Russian disinformation. That tells you something is up. You don't see the Washington Post do that.
Yeah, that was Congressman Jim Jordan. I agree. I agree. You don't go from 0 to 60 unless you've got something that you know is going to happen that's going to make you look even worse. Because otherwise, who really cares? It's not like they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart. Let's also take Jim Jordan, cut 32.
Remember, it started off as, oh, it wasn't his laptop. Then it was, well, it was his laptop, but it was Russian disinformation. Now it's, no, it wasn't Russian disinformation, but Joe had nothing to do with it. And now finally it is, well, Joe had something to do with it, but he really didn't do anything wrong. In fact, that's what his chief of staff, Ron Klain, told us last Sunday on the Sunday show. So my, how this story has changed. And now we find out these text messages and emails that link the entire family, not just Hunter and Joe, but also uncle, Joe's brother, James Biden, is involved in this as well.
And I've seen some emails that don't link Valerie Biden as far as crimes go, but you can tell how swampy this family was. Her daughters were getting jobs at the Biden-Obama administration or the Obama-Biden administration, and then getting jobs at Coke and getting jobs at Starbucks. And you can also tell that the media is panicking by the fact that Gayle King is actually asking Joe Biden's sister tough questions about her upcoming book when 5 months ago she would have been asking her about Willow the cat and if she has the same love of the ice cream as her big brother. We'll play some of those cuts when we come back and we'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
I want a double dip waffle cone with chocolate, vanilla chocolate chip.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It's time to announce today's $50 gas money winner. And if you win this, or if you want to enter to win, all you have to do is go to gracecurlyshow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money each weekday in April. As always, it's brought to you by Tire Tutor, the first e-commerce marketplace for tires, bridging the gap between online shoppers and local tire shops. Your tires affect your gas mileage, and Tire Tutor saves you time and money by finding the tire at a location close to you. So again, you just go to gracecurlyshow.com, enter your email, and you could win $50. Today's winner, and a big congratulations to Mary Lou.
You won! You did it!
You did it. You did that, Mary Lou, and you will get $50, so keep an eye out for an email from store@HowieCarshow.com. Now, speaking of gas, I saw this in the Daily Mail today, and I put it in Grace's recommended reading, so if you're entering your email at GraceCurlyShow.com, you should also check out recommended reading, because I usually include some stories from the New York Post, the Daily Mail, the Federalist, a lot of my favorite conservative outlets. Here is the story from the Daily Mail. Pennsylvania man arrested for placing "I did that" Biden stickers on gas pumps to protest prices. So this man, this Pennsylvania man, is charged with resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, harassment, criminal mischief following his arrest. I'm not saying that you should be putting stickers on fuel pumps. And I guess what this guy did was he used a like a spray. He sprayed the surface with a clear coat that made it more difficult to remove the stickers. Not condoning that at all.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
But I do have to say, it is pretty nuts that this man will see more prison time, most likely, than Hunter Biden. You know? Just for putting out some "I did that" stickers. I have one of those stickers on my laptop. And when I go to the fancy coffee shops on the weekends, I'm like, ooh, if someone sees this, they are not going to be happy. It's Joe Biden pointing, "I did that." And you'll see them everywhere you go. And as someone from one of these panels pointed out, one of these journalists said, "We'll know that the talking points, the Putin price hike talking points, are working when you see more stickers about Putin than you do about Biden at your local gas spot." But so far, that hasn't been the case. Now, let's talk a little bit about Joe Biden, because he is back to wearing a mask all the time. He recently was walking across the lawn. They said, "Joe, stop for just a couple questions." No stopping. He was given instruction by the handlers: walk straight to the helicopter. Don't even give them a glance. And I think the mask is his way. It's like anything else. It's a protection against people seeing your facial expression, of people seeing how you really feel. And I think he wears it outside to make it harder for them to understand if he can hear them. You know, I really do think that it's a protection for him to have this mask on, not from the virus, but from having to maybe make eye contact with one of these journalists who are asking him questions. He's got the aviators and the mask on. You cannot see his face.
Looks like the shadow.
He does. He does. And he's walking out to the helicopter. He doesn't look at anybody. Just keeps walking straight ahead. And I think he's going to do this as long as these reporters keep asking him questions when they're outside. And meanwhile, though, his sister does not have a mask on. Valerie Biden Owens is on the book tour. And she's got this book out. It's called Growing Up Biden. If you want to read my piece on this book, I did not read the book, but I'm more just making a criticism of the memoir genre. I maybe I'm overstepping here, Jared, and if you disagree, feel free to weigh in.
You're not critiquing her stories in the book.
No,
so you're good.
No, I'm critiquing the fact that the Bidens feel as though every 6 months they need to give us a new Biden memoir. I think we're good. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure Valerie Biden Owens has a very unique story to share. But I don't need to read about Joe Biden's plagiarism scandal from 1987 again, you know, from the perspective of his totally non-biased sister slash campaign manager.
The only memoir I want to read is Joe's memoir after he leaves the White House. President spelled with a Z, orange crayon. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think Valerie's book is going to do that well, considering like Jill Biden's book sold 7,000 copies in its first week, I think. So I don't really know how, I don't know how much of a desire there is out there to read Joe Biden's little sister slash campaign manager's book. But hey, I've been wrong before. So Valerie goes on with Gayle King, and we should make a note that Gayle King is best friends with who?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey is very tight with who?
Barack Obama.
Exactly. So I think it's fair to say that Gayle King is Team Obama. And what Jack Posobiec has told us is that there's a lot of contention.
Are you
between...
connecting dots on this one?
I am. I'm like Maxine Waters right now. I am connecting dots. I am. You know what else I'm doing? I'm reading in between
Sex
the lines.
Actions.
You have Team Obama, you have Team Biden, and you have Team Harris. And I think Team Harris is closer to Team Obama. We saw that recently when the two of them were having such a great time, shaking hands, having fun, and they ignored Joe Biden. It was like the mean kids in school not paying attention to the nerd. They wouldn't turn around for him. So Gayle King is closer to the Harris-Obama team than she is the Joe Biden team. I'm going to say, as far as political alliances go, I think she is friendlier with Obama than she would be with Joe Biden. So it should be noted that her asking pointed questions to Valerie Biden is something to think about. There seems to be a certain shift happening with these alliances where people are realizing that Joe Biden, Jill, Valerie, Hunter, they might not be around for that much longer. They might not be the first family until 2024. If the Democrats decide that they've had enough of Joe Biden and they just want him to, you know, retire, maybe the 25th Amendment. I don't know how they'll do it. Probably the 25th Amendment, or maybe he'll just step down. But you do get the sense as more time goes on that there's definitely a push to get Joe Biden out of there. And so let's take a little bit of Valerie Biden. She's asked by Gayle King on CBS about Hunter. And again, if this were, I want to say 5 months, but I'd even go one, if this were 1 month ago. No, if this were 2 months ago, the questions would have been about Ambrose Finnegan, about Willow the Cat, about Joe Biden's love of ice cream, about when did he first start wearing those aviators? You know, like these would have been, tell us about Joe's football career. Tell us about when Joe hit a baseball over the mountains. Those would have been the stories. What was Joe like as a big brother? But instead, this is what Valerie Biden gets. Cut two.
Your family is extremely close, and you give many instances of that and how the two of you have protected each other. And now the family's in the news mainly because of Hunter Biden and your brother. Is Hunter a problem for the family, in your opinion?
No.
What a question. Is he a problem for the family? What is our situation, Dad?
Crack, you never go back.
This really is giving Wedding Crashers vibes. Cut three, please.
His walk through hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful that he's been able to walk out of hell. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that there's a family in this country who hasn't tasted it or felt what it's like to see someone struggle with addiction.
Now, here is the classic conflation by anyone who wants to defend Hunter Biden. We had this on the show all the time, especially on Howie's show. When he would criticize the Bidens, specifically Hunter, he would get calls from people who have had kids who deal with addiction, who have siblings who deal with addiction, maybe a parent who deals with addiction. And they've tried to say that we're being cruel by criticizing Hunter because a lot of people deal with addiction. But the problem is that while that is true, and while we've all had our own personal connections to addiction in one way or another, Not everyone who deals with addiction is flying on Air Force Two and making million-dollar deals with Chinese businessmen. That is an important distinction in this argument. And shockingly enough, Gail King noticed this distinction as well. Cut four, please.
But we're not talking about addiction, though. We're talking about business dealings. And I'll move on from that. Do you think there's nothing, there's not a there in your opinion?
There hasn't been a there since it was mentioned in 2019 or whenever it first was.
Now, I don't want to come off like I don't believe Valerie Biden Owens. I'm taking her word as a Biden Owens. Okay? I don't know. What do you think holds more weight? Her word as a Biden or her word as an Owens?
Oh, I believe the Biden is the concrete word holder of all time.
I just wish she had a hyphen so we could play that sound cut. I get compliments on the hyphen. That's my favorite. I take her word as a Biden. I should add in, though, in her book, as I mentioned, she does have a big section of it devoted to defending her brother against plagiarism claims that have been proven over and over and over again. Don't let that destroy your faith in the integrity of Joe Biden's lil sis.
When my big bro Joe wrote Romeo and Juliet all those years ago.
When my big bro Joe took on Corn Pop. I hope there's a chapter. You know, all these people.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
That's another problem I have with this. If the Bidens wanted to get into a genre that they could actually sell books, I don't know what these publishing companies are doing. They're giving out these massive advances and they're not selling any books. And while I understand why the Bidens would obviously get on that gravy train, the publishing houses, I don't get that as much. So here's my advice. Why don't you start making books by the Bidens that people would read? Like a how-to book. How to run a grift for 40 plus years and never get caught, ... Or never get caught, and then if they do get caught, we'll add a chapter at the end, like we did with Howie's book on Whitey Bulger. You add just a little insert chapter on, oh, we have an update, everyone's in prison. That's never going to happen. So you make a how-to book that people would be interested in reading. Or, at the very least, if you're going to come out with one book every 6 months about the Biden family, give us one chapter on Corn Pop, okay? Because we deserve it. We deserve to know the truth. And if we're talking memoirs, I have another request, Jared. Why don't we get a memoir from some of Corn Pop's siblings or some of Corn Pop's descendants? Where are those memoirs? Am I asking the right questions?
Absolutely. Where is his brother Honeycomb? How come they haven't written a book?
Yeah.
Or Fruity Pebbles.
And what about, you know, we know about Willow's day-to-day, but we don't have a memoir on Willow the cat. And I don't think that's fair either. She's pulling her weight in this administration.
She's the cat mander in chief.
She has a higher approval rating than Joe. That's for damn sure. And from the higher approval rating than the media, than Congress. I'm just saying, like, I need to get in there with these publishing houses and give them a little bit of this advice. You need to, I already have an idea for the title of it. You do a Biden how-to book, and it's called The Art of the Grift.
Oh, boy.
You just talk about all the different dealings. You do a chapter on the diamond. You do a chapter on Burisma. You do a chapter on the plagiarism, the real story. You know?
Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children. No, I'm serious. That's...
You could do a chapter on that if you want to defend yourself. I'm just saying there's all these possibilities, and I feel like we're missing out on that. And meanwhile, we have another book from Valerie Biden Owens talking about how great her big brother was. I think I've seen this film before. You know, I don't need another one of these books. 844-500-4242. Speaking of Big Bro.
Ashley Biden's book about her dad.
Speaking of Big Bro Biden, he's out there right now, Jared. He's talking about, I think he's probably commenting on his ghost gun executive order that we're going to talk a lot with Toby about tomorrow.
Squinting and yelling.
It's amazing how if you told me a topic, Jared, and you said, Grace, Joe Biden's coming out today to talk about X, I could tell you whether it's going to be a whisper or if it's going to be a yell. Certain conversations elicit the whisper. You talk about taxes and paying your fair share. That's a whisper conversation. You talk about insulin prices, that's a yelling conversation. Kind of makes me sad how well I know this man. Today's poll question is brought to you by Bonner Private Wines. Real red wine, not chemically processed, no morning regrets, just great taste. Made in small batches from family wineries throughout the world. Go to BONNERPrivateWines.com/grace for $60 off your purchase. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
He sounds like he's doing that. How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more?
He's really yelling today.
Yeah. Poll question. Will Hillary run in 2024?
Yes.
52% say yes, 48% say no.
We've been on a roll lately with these close poll questions. All right, We've been on a roll. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Howie Carr, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
All right, Howie, I'm going to kind of leave you to it right now and just explain to people what you are going to be talking about in regards to the breaking story about the state troopers in Massachusetts.
Well, on Friday night, as they always dump bad news, the Mass governor, Charlie Baker, announced that he was firing 12 state troopers for not getting the vaccine. 12 of them. These are people who haven't done anything wrong. They just refused to get the vaccine. One of them is a female who had her father's badge. Her father was killed in the line of duty. They fired her. She didn't want to get a jab because she wants to have kids. I can't say I think she made the wrong decision, but she got fired. Another guy got fired by the name of Nathan DeYoung or DeJong. And he was a young state trooper. It turns out his father is a guy named Darren DeYoung, who was fired for embezzling $63,500 when he was on the pike in Troop E. He pleaded guilty to a felony more than 2 years ago. He still hasn't been sentenced. I just checked it out. He still hasn't been sentenced. He's getting a pension, Grace. A guy who convicted felon and stole $63,000, he's getting a pension of $76,000 a year from the taxpayers after pleading guilty to stealing $63,000. His son, who did absolutely nothing wrong but refusing to get the jab, has now been fired and given a dishonorable discharge that may preclude him from ever getting another job in law enforcement again. So how Massachusetts is it, Grace?
It really is. I mean, the irony here is unbelievable. Howie, beyond just this list of state troopers who are being dishonorably discharged here in Massachusetts for not getting the jab, which people can look at HowieCarrShow.com. At Howie Carr's Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. Can we expect a column about this?
Yes, you can, Grace. I've been working on it all afternoon. It'll be in the Wednesday paper, I think. And again, if you want to see the list, it's terrible what they're doing, and they're going to fire more of them too. There, seven of them are appealing the decisions on religious grounds arguments, but I don't think they're going to get too far either. So this is just the first round of punitive dismissals by Governor Parker and pay-to-play Polito, his lieutenant governor.
Well, Howie, we thank you for coming on and giving us just a little bit of a teaser. Howie is going to cover this like no one else can during his show. And also, Howie, I just want to give you an update that you're going to have a lot of Joe Biden sound. He's announcing his gun violence plan. He's also holding up parts of a gun to show people how easy it is to make ghost guns. I always say the props don't usually play well when you're up at the podium. We will be back after. We'll be back tomorrow. And Howie's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.